I don't have to tell you things are bad.
Everybody knows things are bad. The dollar buys a nickel's worth. Banks are going bust. Shopkeepers keep a gun under the counter. Punks are running wild in the street. There's nobody anywhere who seems to know what to do, and there's no end to it. We know the air is unfit to breathe and our food is unfit to eat. We sit watching our TVs while some local newscaster tells us that today we had 15 homicides and 63 violent crimes, as if that's the way it's supposed to be. We know things are bad, worse than bad. They're crazy. It's like everything everywhere is going crazy till we don't go out anymore. We sit in the house and slowly the world we're living in is getting smaller, and all we say is, please, at least leave us alone in our living rooms. Let me have my toaster and my TV and my steel built-in radios, and I won't say anything. Just leave us alone. Well, I'm not going to leave you alone. I want you to get mad. I don't want you to protest. I don't want you to ride. I don't want you to write to your congressman because I wouldn't know what to tell you to write. I don't know what to do about the depression and the inflation and the Russians and the crime in the street. All I know is that first, you've got to get mad. You've got to say, I'm a human being. God damn it. My life has been it.
All right. Welcome to another rendition of Santori Unplugged. And this is Santori, and it's May 27, 2020. And with me always is my co-host, Tony P. What's up, buddy?
I'm mad as hell, and I'm not going to take it anymore! And then Mel Gibson charges with all the Scottish people down the hill and to the British.
Doesn't matter. I'm pissed off, and a lot of other people are mad, too. I'm really mad.
I'm mad today.
Today, I'm mad.
I'm mad because I'm over
society, man. I'm going back to the mountains, and
why
I don't want to come
mad?
Back.
Tell us.
Why am I mad? I'm mad at cops. I'm mad at bad cops. I'm mad at bystanders who rather film someone getting killed instead of saying, fuck it, dude. Let's go to jail together. I will fuck this cop up for you. I will beat his ass. He has no right to put a fucking knee in your fucking neck. If I was there, dude, I would have said, fuck you, dude. Let's go to fucking jail. I would have knocked that motherfucker up. That's what I would have done. But no, these people are just, these people, I get it. Thank you, appreciate the video, but come on, man. Come on. When are you guys going to fucking stand up? Stand up.
We need to stand up.
I don't care.
Hey, San. Guess what? You know how many cops are on that dude? The same amount of cops that go play golf every week.
I'm over it, dude. I am tired of seeing this shit going on. I'm tired of it. I'm over it. And we need to stop. We need to stop this shit now. We need to stop. We need to get together and fucking just be human beings. Human fucking beings.
You upset the baby, Mike.
Why would you do that to the baby?
I'm over it,
dude. I'm also over the fact that I'm at a loss, man. I'm really at a loss. There's so much dumb shit going on that I can't even, like, have any control, dude. It's like no control over anything.
I think
we all just need to fucking regroup, figure it out, and learn how to fucking be good to each other once again. Look out for one another, man.
How many cops were there?
There were four cops and one man by himself, and one other cop just Just let it ride, dude. Just let it happen. Don't let it happen.
Ladies and gentlemen. Before.
I understand. I've told people in the past that, you know, you need to mind your own business, whatever. But when you see certain shit like that go on, that's when y'all need to step up. That's when y'all need to get in there and say, fuck this. We're not doing this no more. No more. No fucking more.
Murder. Tell him, Mike. Tell him. Oh, that's wrong.
No more.
No more.
No more.
Number four.
Can we stop? Can we fucking just stop? Can we all just fucking stop?
Can
just
we
fucking
all
get a grip and fucking just be one?
Do you realize how stupid you sound?
Were you done?
Are you done? Are you gonna let me go, or are you just gonna keep on fucking doing that?
This is what it is now.
Dude, is this what it is now? Because if it is, I'm not doing it.
Yeah, be mad, Mike. Let's go. Take it to the streets. Get down with it. Get jiggy with it.
Listen, man. Look, this place is in way out of hand. Yeah, no. Totally stupid. I mean, I could give a fuck about what Trump says about Twitter. I can give a fuck about Trump. Give a fuck about president. I give a fuck about all that shit. Unless you have someone that's actually going to do some shit about what's going on. I don't like the fact that all of us are getting played. We're all getting played. And the smart ones know. Dude, are you going to fucking really do that the whole fucking time? So I'm not going to fucking do this.
There, you prick.
See, that's what I'm saying, dude. I'm trying to make a fucking solid point. I have no time for this shit, dude. I'm so mad. I'm over it. I'm fucking over it. It's not funny, dude.
It's hilarious, Mike. It's great. Do it again. Hey, look. Guess what? What do we got?
Uh-oh.
How are
you? I'm a little upset.
Yeah, there's a lot to be mad about.
Oh, a lot to be mad about. I mean, yeah, it's supposed to be a comedy show, but you know what? It's real shit going on in the world right now, and you know, I just need a vent. I need a little go off on a little rant. Try to get people to fucking become human beings again.
That'll never happen.
To be a human being. We're all learning how to wash our hands all over again.
No.
48-year-old people, grown-ass man. Being told he has to learn how to wash his hands again. Dude, I learned that shit when I was in kindergarten.
So get
I know
some
how
respect.
Fucking hygiene.
Show dick some respect.
Yep.
Show dick. You mess with the bull, you get the horns. That's America. That's the world, Mike. You mess with the bull, you get the horns. You know what the horns are? They're sticking right up your ass. Woo! They shove it. That bull, it fucks you. It fucks you right up the gazangu. You know what, goo? The goo? You know, you're Italian. Get that up that right up that asshole. That bull head. The fucking bull, right? Take the bull right up the ass. Woo!
All right, man. This is it. Yeah, all right. Dude, just listen right now, all right? This is it. I've been saying this shit way too long, way too many fucking years. When the fuck is this all going to stop? When are you all going to get a fucking clue and just realize that we're all the same? We're not different. None of us are different. We all bleed the same motherfucking color, and we all have the same fucking feelings. We all like the same shit. We all like the same sports. Get your lives together. We're not different. No one is different. We're all human beings, goddammit.
Did you see there was a...
Be human. Be human.
There was something on Facebook.
There's no diversity. We're all the fucking same. We're all human. Until you have an alien come in your backyard, then you all have a problem until then. Until now, we're all on the same planet. We're earthlings. All of us are earthlings. Act like it. I'd rather go in the jungle and hang out with a tiger and a lion because I know they'll be loyal. A fucking human being? Good luck. And that's sad. So I can put more faith in a fucking animal than I can in a human being. That's real life, people.
You're upsetting the baby. You're upsetting the baby with your anger.
Good.
You gotta cool
up
on your anger.
Good.
You're not allowed to
Good.
Be angry.
I hope I upset a lot of people. I hope they all get pissed off at me. I want y'all to challenge me. I want y'all to challenge me and say I'm wrong. I dare you to say I'm wrong. I dare you. No more.
No.
No more.
No.
No more.
No more. No more.
This whole COVID-19 thing, I think, is a blessing in disguise. It's sad as we lost a lot of people during this sad virus. I feel for the people that lost families. But maybe it's getting a lot of people to think about what really fucking matters. What really matters is human lives. Human lives! Just want to let you know, if I ever see anyone in trouble, if I ever see anyone getting hurt, you can count on me to know the fact that I got your back. I will be there to make sure no one hurts you.
See ya,
out of respect,
bro.
Because
that's
you're a fucking
you
earthling.
This is madness.
It is madness.
This is madness.
And it needs to fucking stop. This all needs to stop. I appreciate the videos. It's terrible that we saw it, but I swear to God, will you stop and think next time you video? Drop your fucking phone and help. Help!
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 Help! Help! Help! You gotta help. But right, that's what Seinfeld ended on. Remember the final episode of Seinfeld? They witnessed a crime and they just sat there and talked about it. And the judge said, "Why didn't you do anything?" And they said, "Meh, I don't know. Why don't you do anything? I don't know. Why don't you do anything? Here's the reason. You saw those people. They were peacefully protesting without any weapons, and they got tear gas. But those jackasses were coughing on police with armed weapons in some government building. And they were treated with respect. Why? Because they're white, they're black, and cuckoo-ca-choo, the walrus.
Once again, I want to say this real simple. Everybody that's alive, lives matters. Everyone's lives matters. If you're alive, your life is obviously mattering. You matter. Everyone fucking matters. People make bad decisions and do dumb things, and you see someone doing something they should not be doing, come on, man. Hurting someone? Get in there. Cop or no cop, I don't give a fuck. That man could have been saved.
It's funny. Laugh. Isn't it funny, Mike? I mean, sand, sorry. Isn't it funny? Isn't it funny? It's hilarious. It's a goddamn joke, right?
I don't have time for this, Anthony. I'm
it's
trying to make a point. That matters. Don't mock my shit, dude. Don't.
It's a joke.
Not today. Not today,
yes.
Bro.
Yes.
Not today. Not
yes.
today.
Yes, today. And that wasn't yesterday. That was today.
And, all right. And another thing, I understand protesting. A lot of people are angry. I get you're angry. I appreciate your anger. I respect your anger. I know you're mad. But keep in mind that when you protest and you start looting, that's not solving any problems. That's not making anything better. What you're doing is you're making people in your town fucking have to pay for the destruction you destroyed. So when you do protest, do it peacefully and don't fucking do...
Don't protest.
Just don't be looters. Don't destroy shit. That totally contradicts everything that you're fucking protesting for you. Think about it. Think about it.
Think about it. It's funny, right?
Yeah.
So let's change this humorous topic that we're on for a second.
Ladies and gentlemen, name that tune.
How many do I have? Six. Then there are six, six, six. You have six.
All right, I'll take number two.
You're going to take a number two? Where are you going to put it? In the toilet? Cause flush. I don't have a flush sound effect. I don't have a flush sound effect. But ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a number two right now. So, San, are you ready for number two?
Yeah, give me number two.
Give you number two? Really? You want? Tell me you want number two again? Number five. No, number two? Not number one. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, name that two.
That would be David Gilmour, Murder. David Gilmour, and the song's called Murder. What a great song to play. I want you know what? Play the whole fucking song out, please. And I know I'm right, so let it ride.
All right.
David Gilmour, Murder.
Great is right. Yes.
God damn it.
He was born in the summer of his 27th year, coming home to a place he'd never been before. He left yesterday behind him. You might say he was born again. You might say he found the key for every door. When he first came to the mountains, his life was far away. On the road, hanging by a thong. But the string's already broken, and he doesn't really care. It keeps changing fast, and it don't last for long. Clear blue mountain land. While they try to tear the mountains down to bring in a couple more people, more scars upon the land. In the Colorado Rocky Mountain High, I've seen it rain and fire in the sky. No heat. Rocky Mountain High, Colorado, Rocky Mountain High. I've seen it rain fire in the sky. Friends around the campfire, and everybody's high. Rocky Mountain High.
Rising from the depths of oblivion, materializing out of the ether, lost, found, the greatest talk show that will ever be. Return to the World Generation Podcast Network. Stay tuned for more.
You want to see something really scary? Something really scary. You want to see something?
You've seen him on television. You've loved him for years. Now you can own his incredible collection, Mr. Ed's Top 40. You can hear the Huggable Horse sing John Denver.
Oh, thank God I'm a country boy, Wilbur.
Chicago.
25 or 6 to 4, Wilbur.
Act now, include Mr. Ed Goes Country.
Mama, don't let your babies grow up to be Wilbur.
That's 1-800-555-MR-ED today.
You're listening to the World Generation Podcast Network. Please like us on Facebook at World Generation or on Twitter at World Generation Podcast. And now back to the show.
Fucking John Denver and Rocky Mountain High.
All right.
My bad. It sounded like David Gilmour in the beginning. You got me.
What's funny is that you learned how to play that. You learned how to play that damn song.
I did, and it didn't sound like that in the fucking first three notes. It sounded like David Gilmour, Murderer, which is a song from Mark Chapman, who killed John Lennon. Great song.
Great song for a great man.
Hey, can you do me a favor? I'll give him the number.
You know the number?
Yeah, just give him the number. Yeah, it is a great song. Rocky Mountain High. Rocky Mountain High.
Are you Rocky Mountain High? No, where are you at? You're in Minnesota, right?
I'm in Minnesota now, but you played at Rocky Mountain High. Hey, I think we got a caller calling soon, huh?
Why are you in Minnesota?
I had to come back here, and I had time off, so I just figured I'd come back here and take care of some things. I got a stimulus check that's sitting in my mailbox, so I come get that real quick and, you know, and see some old friends, say hi real quick, and, you know, touch base. I'm here until Sunday, and then I'm going back. I think Sunday.
Sunday, how was the flight? Oh, yeah. Great, right? How was the flight?
Yeah, I didn't fly. I drove.
Oh, but you're going to fly back, right?
No, I'm driving back.
Oh, you're not getting on an airplane, a corona plane, a virus
nope.
plane?
No, I'm not going to get on a plane for probably a couple more months. So I'm just going to be doing like the car travel.
COVID-19 is a bioweapon, level 4 bioweapon, which was designed to exterminate the entire human race.
There you go. That's happy fun. Laughing all the way. Laughing all the way.
Yeah. So, pretty upset, man. I'm still upset. This is going to take a minute for me to, like, regroup and calm down because I'm fucking over it, dude. And I know a lot of people are on the same page as I am. We're over it.
Over it. Under it.
Over it.
Oh, my God. Who the hell cares?
Jolene.
Yes.
Do you have anything you want to add to what I've been going off on for the last 10 minutes? You enlighten me with like some kind of positive your input on that. I'm just curious.
Well,
how do you feel?
Obviously, it's, you know, I don't feel good about it. And somebody had posted something on Facebook. It was like I had to take 3 screenshots of it because I clicked it on Twitter. But anyway, of just these, you know, these people who died for absolutely no reason, and the cops and that, you know, specifically cops in this that were, like, well, maybe not specifically, but whatever they were, and it was just like these people. I would say like 90% of them got off, and they got no charge, no repercussions. And I hear what you're saying about the whole video thing. Yeah, it's nice to have a video. It's good to be able to show people, you know, what's going on in the world. But I agree with you. Like, at some point, we need to start helping. Like, if somebody needs to videotape it, maybe not have 15 people videotaping it. The other 10 can go help. But, like, everyone's
scared. That's what I'm
saying.
You're afraid of the cops, though. You can't go
I don't know. All right. Let's take an example here, buddy. Let's just say you and I are out together, and we have that kind of issue with a cop. Goddamn guaranteed that I will be fighting. You and I both will be going to jail. And that's what I said. I would have said that to the same. I would have said that to George Lloyd. Fuck it, brother. You and I are going to jail together. And I would have fucking knocked the cop out. Didn't give a fuck. At least he would have lived.
He would have
fucking
killed
you.
Jail like a motherfucking criminal. I got to jail cause I robbed a fucking bank, yeah. And then I also stole a fucking car. It just turns out that I didn't get very far.
Did anyone call in?
Nobody called in, Mike. Nobody ever calls in. It's a comedy show. Boo! Boo! I got a song for you here. This is perfect.
Oh, somebody kill me, please. Somebody kill me.
And that song was sponsored by PBS.
So no one called in.
There's you and me. You and I.
No one else called in, huh?
Nobody called jack shit.
All right, well, do me a favor and call T-Man real quick.
I thought you said no other person between you and me.
All right, so is this going to be him? Is this how we're going to do it? You don't want to call T-Man?
Why did you send me that?
I would like to hear from my friend Tom. I'd like to hear from my T-Man friend.
Is that?
I'd like to get his input on this.
Is that?
I'd like to get his input on this. And everything's changed since Sunday, my friend. Everything's changed since Sunday. Since our conversation's been Sunday, some real shit had happened, and I think we need to talk about it and, like, you know, not think about comedy right now and, like, tighten the world up. If the people are listening, good. Listen real good.
No. Comedy.
No comedy? No comedy, bro.
We can do the same thing. We'll make it funny. We'll make a poor black man's murder the most hilarious thing in the world. That's what we gotta do to spruce it up. All right. Oh, looks like we lost Santori because he doesn't want to do a comedy show. So, I'm Hollywood Tony P, and we're doing a comedy show. So, if he doesn't call in, that's fine. Why am I... I can't take it anymore. Okay, so I'm going to play Name That Tune with myself. So I can guess what the name of the song is. So here we go. Let's play.
Ladies and gentlemen, Name That Tune.
All right. I'm going to play Name That Tune.
Before I play, I just want to say one thing real quick, man. I'm real quick, and I'm not bullshitting. This is real shit. I'm being fucking real tonight. I don't give a fuck. I don't care about comedy. I don't care about anything, dude. I'm caring about fucking justice and lives. And fucking this needs to stop. You understand? I don't give a fuck. If you don't want to fucking deal with this, dude, then I'll end the show right now. I will stop. I don't give a fuck. I am serious about this shit, dude. I am over it. I'm done.
Shit, Negro. That's all you had to say.
Dude, I'm not even fucking playing, bro. I have no time.
This is madness.
End the show. I don't care. I want to fucking talk about this shit. I don't want to be fucking with, dude. Stop fucking with my shit, bro.
It's a comedy
show. I'm being
show.
Fucking real tonight. I'm being real. I don't care, dude. It's comedy all the time, dude. Our show's fine. You're the one that's the fucking problem, bro. You're the problem. You're the problem.
Tonight is
you're doing
comedy.
Shit like this. I'm trying to get real, bro. I'm trying to have a good time and fucking get real with society. Get them back on the right page. You want to fuck with my show? Man, you're disrespectful, man. I'm trying to be real, and you're being disrespectful as fuck.
Okay.
I understand
well,
we got a comedy show, but guess what, man? Some real shit just went down this weekend, and I want to talk about it, and I don't have time for you to be fucking around with this shit.
No,
if you're
going
to play around with my shit all night long, I'm not doing the show. Fucking over it, dude. It's not my fault that some real shit went down, and I'm passionate about it and want to talk about it. You want to fuck around? Go ahead. Fuck around. I'm not doing the show. Trying to fucking have a real fucking intimate fucking real situation about society being whacked. And I'm fucking over it. I'm fucking over it.
Nobody gives a shit. Pick a song. 1, 3, 4, 5, or 6, I guess.
I'll take 3.
Is that number 3? Is that number 1? I don't know. I guess this is it. All right, here we go. Name That Tune.
Seriously? That could be Dancing Queen by fucking ABBA. If you want to guess, it's going to be Dancing Queen.
All right, let's take a listen and see if Santori is there.
I long to hold you tight, 'cause I'm so lonely. Baby, I need your loving. Got to have all your loving. Baby, I need your loving. Got to have all your loving.
I was wrong. You got me.
Winner! 0 for 2. Sin.
Yeah, well, you know, I got a lot on my mind, man. Apparently, it's not naming that tune tonight, so I don't know when you're going to figure this fucking out, bro. I got people trying to call in, and they're telling me you're not answering the phone. So I understand you want to do one-on-one and have a funny show, but dude, guess what?
Mike, there's nobody calling in. If they are, nothing is popping up on the screen.
All right. Well, I'm just saying I'm getting text messages of people trying to call in, and I know that Anthony's trying to prove a point. I get it. I get your point, bro. I get your point, but you got it at the wrong day, bro.
I want to tell your callers, all right, if you want to call in, here's what you do. First, you go get a bag, right? And then you go to the pantry, and then you fill the bag up with the food, and then you go out of the water. Swing the bag
around your head and cluck like a chicken! Dude. Once again. You're trying to make a point on the wrong day, bro. All right, man. Well, I guess I'm not going to get anything accomplished tonight. I just want to say to my listeners, if you are listening, I appreciate you listening. And once again, regroup and think about it, what I said, no more. And we're out. Have a good night.
We got four more Name That Tune. Four. What did the golfer say when he hit the ball towards someone else? Four. And we have four more songs and six. Story once again. Oh, this is the funniest show I've ever done. Oh my God. Wow. Okay, so maybe he'll call back. But if you were trying to call, he didn't get no callers. So I apologize, but Jolene can, verify that there was absolutely
nobody
on the phone. And for anybody else who doesn't know, we specifically geared this show to be a funny show. So, of course, Mike is going to come on the show and try to turn it serious. And I'm sorry, but that wasn't going to happen. So, thank you for joining us. And I will end with one of these songs, I guess, from Name That Tune. And if you guys want to tune in next week, Darlene, you have anything to say before we close out?
Odd and intense show tonight. So, yeah.
Well, no, the problem is that the entire this week is specifically designed to be comedy. And of course, the one week that we revamped the show to make it funnier, Mike wants to come in and turn it into a serious. Well, this, no, we're going to pass on the comedy for a second and turn it serious. And that's great. For another day and another time. So with all that in mind, have a happy new year. Even though, what year is it? October? I don't know. Time is not flying by. But we should do number five. Because we always do number five. And we should close on number five. So thank you guys. We'll see you next week. Mike is angry, and I am too, but you just got to laugh, because if you don't, you're going to cry. So have a great day, and for the World Generation Podcast Network, Jolene, the doctor, wherever he is, Santori, and everybody else, tune in for Fatal 4-Way Radio, the greatest talk show eventually, and all that other great stuff right here on Santori Unplugged. We'll see you next week with comedy or angry seriousness, or... are we going to have a show? Who knows? Stay tuned on Santori, Unplugged by the World Generation Podcast Network. Around.
The head nurse spoke up, said, leave this one alone. She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad. 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 Bad to the bone. I broke a thousand hearts before I met you. I'll break a thousand more, baby, before I am through. I wanna be yours, pretty baby, yours and yours alone. I'm here to tell you, honey, that I'm bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad. Bad. Woman beg.
Presentation of the World Generation Podcast Network.
Number 5 is alive.